This is the record for the first day of July 2014. I'm Marcy Silman. Yesterday, President Obama called out congressional Republicans for their failure to act on immigration reform. The president announced plans to move ahead on his own through executive orders.
As a first step, I'm directing the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General to move available and appropriate resources from our interior to the border. Protecting public safety and deporting dangerous criminals has been and will remain the top priority, but we are going to refocus our efforts where we can to make sure we do what it takes to keep our border secure.
In addition to redirecting resources to the border, the president's plan would also make it easier for immigration officials to quickly deport children caught crossing the border. How will these changes affect our state? Reporter Liz Jones is here with some of the answers. She covers immigration for KUOW. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Marcy.
What prompted the president's announcement yesterday that he was essentially going to go it alone on immigration reform?
Well, you may recall this has been a top priority for Obama through his administration, immigration reform. There was a bill introduced almost exactly a year ago this week in the Senate, 744-page bill, a comprehensive immigration overhaul that has just sat there in a stalemate in the House. So it's frustration, the president, the failure to act in Congress. There's also pressure coming from this border crisis with kids, record number of kids arriving over the border from Central America. It is overwhelming resources down there. So that's adding pressure on the president to act. Also, just recently, Republican leader in the House, John Boehner, said he is not going to bring a bill to the floor this year. So these are all adding up to a change of action here.
So it all came to a head. We heard the president talk about redirecting resources and quickly securing the border. What else specifically did the president talk about yesterday?
Well, starting with the border, he's asking for more authority and more resources to deal with this crisis on the border. He wants to add immigration judges there, more security, more detention facilities, and more power so that they can speed up this judicial process for kids on the border. That's one piece of it. He's also asking for more penalties, seeking more penalties for smugglers, people that are bringing these kids to the border. And there's a whole host of things they're trying to do in Central America to kind of get at the root causes of why these children are coming here.
So that's the border with Mexico. That's significantly far away from us. How is what the president's proposing possibly going to affect people here in Washington state?
Well, Obama has said he's going to try to fix as much of the immigration system as he can on his own. So this is going back to that huge bill, and he's maybe going to start taking a piecemeal approach to changes there. He's signaling that we don't know what he can do. He's asked his top officials to look into the limits of his executive powers and what he can possibly do. Here in Washington state, where we would see the most potential change would be around deportation and detention. The West Coast here in Tacoma, we have one of the biggest detention centers here, beds for up to 1,600 people. We heard from U.S. Senate Senator Patty Murray here from Washington just last week, also urging the president to take the most authority that he can on this issue.
Senseless deportations aren't the only symptom of our broken immigration laws. Just this year, local headlines and television reports in Washington state have revealed very concerning treatment of undocumented detainees at the Northwest Detention Center. That treatment led to a widely publicized hunger strike and protests in communities across my state. Mr. President, this is simply unacceptable.
Now, Liz, we've had you in here talking about that hunger strike.
Right.
Is it over, by the way?
As far as I know, there's been like little rolling strikes here and there that have not been really sustained.
Well, so beyond ICE and deportation issues, what else can we expect to possibly see that might affect immigration in the Northwest?
So one thing that will spill over potentially from this border crisis is at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, it's been considered as a possible temporary shelter for all these kids that are coming across the border. This could bring thousands of kids potentially to our area. That's still a far-off proposal, but something that might be considered. We could see changes here in the Northwest about who's prioritized for detention and deportation. We could also see if Obama is going this piecemeal route, that could affect agriculture here, high tech, those worker programs that we've seen, visa systems that are not working for employers or for workers. So those could be other potential areas we'd see changes.
Liz Jones covers immigration issues for KUOW. Thanks for being here. And again, President Obama announced yesterday that since congressional Republicans won't do anything this year on immigration, he's going to tackle the issue on his own. It's the record.